Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Laus. Los, excuse me. And our next
before,
segment.
John. Huh? It's been done before.
No, he's not a Laus. He's a Los, by all means. He's a mensch. He's wonderful. Our next guest is Fran Green, and Fran Green is a flirting, dating, and relationship coach, and the author of The Flirting Bible. And I am handing this over to Otto.
Thank you.
Why, are you afraid of me, John? No, I think he's trying to...
Well, we're married, so we're not supposed to flirt.
That's not true.
Well,
I think he's turning it over to you because I'm sitting closer to you, and he's a little jealous.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
He's turning red, I can tell you.
You can read me. You can read me.
Absolutely. But don't worry.
How are you, Fran?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We want some advice on flirting.
Well, I thought I'd ask you about that.
Well, okay.
What do you think?
I'll go back about 15 years ago. No.
All right. So what happened 15 years ago?
Nothing.
No?
No.
So you want to know about flirting?
Yes.
Flirting, by the way, I don't want to disappoint you, and you're going to want your money back. It's not about getting a date, and it's not about getting a phone number. Except if
okay, can we go to the next speaker? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Except if you are a great flirt, it will increase your opportunities to get dates, phone numbers, boost your sales, increase your self-confidence, make you feel comfortable with social activities. Because flirting is really about making the other person feel comfortable. It's about being engaging. It's having good body language, great eye contact. It's listening. It's doing all of those things that are really good people social skills. And I just did a program last night for a group of professional women. And some of the women were single, some were married, but everyone is in business. And everything that we do, it's about building a relationship. And when your last guest walked out, I said, I'm going to call you. And he looked at me and he says, okay, ask for Victor. When you make people feel comfortable, they want to be around you.
Well, interesting you say that, because in preparing for this show, I was in sales, business to business, for 40-plus years.
That's all?
That's all.
Oh, my God.
And but everything that I read, if you take the flirting word out of it...
Exactly.
...is exactly what I used to preach to people as far as what you do if you're in sales.
You know, it's very funny. I think we've all dated, you know, at least one time in our lives.
Yeah.
Right. And the guy who's... you're the guy... And I'm the gal. And we meet. And you go, hi, my name is Otto. I go, hi, my name is Fran. And you say, do you want to go out for dinner next week? And it's you want to run away as fast as you can, because he's not really interested in having dinner with me. He's just interested in having dinner with someone. It's the same thing as in sales.
Right.
It's building and making the connection. And the goal of flirting is to make the other person feel that they are the most important person on the face of the planet.
We used to have a phrase called the ho-hum crasher.
Oh, what is that?
The ho-hum crasher. In other words, like, it's ho-hum. You want to break it. Instead of saying right away, do you want to go to dinner next week? Hello, friend. You want to go to dinner next week?
I would like to, as a matter of fact.
There you go.
All right. Where are we going?
Let me call my wife.
All three of us can go.
There you go.
I go anywhere for a free dinner. And I'm not kidding either.
No.
It's also about being vulnerable. It's being able to poke fun at yourself. I remember in my dating years, which were a lot, as a matter of fact, and I was at a singles bar. And I came out of the ladies' room, and everyone's looking at me. And I said, wow, this is going to be a great night. And then people are sort of snickering. And, you know, and then I'm saying, oh, my God, you know, like, what's the matter? Is it this piece of fuzz I have on me? And this guy came over to me and went like this. He goes, look down.
That's what I thought.
What do you think?
Paper.
Toilet paper this long.
Because I've witnessed that.
You have. So instead of
Must have been you.
Yeah. I'm just going to say you witnessed it.
Oh, my God. Out of here. You do look familiar,
there you
Adam.
Go.
Yes. Well, this nice guy came over to me and said, when he said, look down. And I said, oh, my God, thank you so much. Can I buy you a drink? I bought him a drink. That was the end of it. I could have said, all right, you know, so what? Didn't you ever get toilet paper on your foot? It's a way, it's the way you present yourself.
Right.
Yes.
But that was an interesting thing that Otto said.
The whole
take
hum?
The word. No, no. Because what you're saying, taking the word flirting out of it. You're not flirting. You're making a connection with a person.
Yeah.
I can return anything to any store because I make the other person feel that we are old friends. And it's about your approach. I know we all think Cosmopolitan magazine is the magazine, you know, does all the research.
Ha, we ha. Do?
No, we don't. It's a joke.
Oh.
It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
They did a study.
John was just telling me that.
We
no, right,
talked about
exactly.
it all morning.
Right. They did a study. They took 8 drop-dead gorgeous women, and they put them in a singles bar. And they sat very straight and very tall and basically made no eye contact with anyone and were basically like statues and expected the world to come to them. And they took 8 attractive women and they smiled. They made good eye contact. They sort of kept time to the music. And when they measured the amount of male attention, the attractive women got 8 times as much attention as the drop-dead gorgeous women. So the moral of the story is, it's not about how attractive you are. It's about how
you present the package.
Approachable you are.
Okay.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
So the more approachable you are, the more people are going to be drawn to you. It doesn't mean that you can't care about how you look. You got to look the best that you can.
Well, one of the on your list, which I don't want to take away your thunder here.
No, there's no thunder. We're here together.
But one of the ones that is when people have the doom and gloom approach and they don't smile at all. I learned a hard lesson a long time ago in business. You know, you'd go to the home office and you're all ready with your squawk list about what's this, that, and whatever. And it took me a few times, and I said, you know what? They really don't care.
Exactly. They don't care.
Right?
I know.
And the bottom line is, you're better off going in there with a smile, and then maybe you have a chance to, in the conversation, point out whatever. But if you come in there right away as the squawk box.
I don't even know what squawk box is.
Well, a complainer, somebody who squawks.
Got it. Okay. You know, right.
You know, you complain a lot, and that's what you do.
Actually, just to follow up on that, Fran.
Should I move closer to you, or is it all right that I'm very...
I think it's dangerous if you come closer to me. Say bye, Otto.
No. All right.
How do you start that conversation? Any conversation.
You
have to make contact. When you're walking into
so
that room,
hard.
You have to walk up to somebody and say, hey, Otto, how are you? And okay. You're moving closer.
Well, I mean, the first thing that you have to do is...
You won't be able to get off that chair.
I know. You want to be in closer proximity. You want to be in closer proximity to the person that you are talking to.
Right.
So I would move closer to that person.
Okay.
And you want to make eye contact. And the next thing you might want to do is think about something you might compliment the person. So I would say, those are great shoes that you're wearing. And you might say, oh, really? I said, yes. You know, I believe it or not, the first time when I look at a guy, after I look at their eyes and their smile, I always check out their shoes. Because when I like a guy's shoes, it gives me something to talk about. Do you always wear such nice shoes? Or just when you're going to meet me?
Only for you.
That's what I thought.
I usually don't wear shoes.
Oh, really?
But I knew you were going to be here today.
By the way,
I put on the shoes.
By the way,
his best shoes too.
By the way, I'm Fran. Nice to meet
Hi,
you.
Hi, Fran.
And the next thing you might want to do is extend your hand and introduce yourself. It really almost doesn't matter what you say, as long as you say something. But let me tell you how to start conversations.
Right.
Not that, by the way, you know, there used to be another host, so I was a little concerned about who the new host would be. But let me tell you.
We know the other host.
You guys are doing a great job.
You're good.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway. He thinks I'm a good flirt. By the way, I don't really like these chairs. How come I'm having so much trouble with these chairs?
This one's high. We can make it lower.
Now, you see, that's a flirting technique.
Yeah. Okay. I'm helping you now.
Yes. You ask for
poor
help.
Fran, I'm just going to help her.
You ask for help.
Okay.
So that's one thing you can do.
And then I'm gallantly coming
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Yes. So you can ask for help. You can ask a question. You can talk about the surroundings. Like, what a nice sound engineer you have. Even though he's not talking, you could just tell how involved he is.
With we don't let him talk.
You don't? Never? Does he have a name?
Dan.
That's Dan.
That's Dan. Hi, Dan. Can you give me a wave? He just gave me a really nice wave.
Dan is actually the head man.
He is?
Yes, he is.
He's the director. He wanted to do this show. See, that's...
Really? All right. Maybe, you know, oh, he wanted to be sitting in your seat.
He did.
You know what? Maybe next year we'll let him. Okay.
He's working his way up to
yes,
it, you know.
Exactly. All right, so...
We have another guy, Zach, that we normally use.
All right, but we're getting a little off topic, right?
Okay. Yes.
But that's, you know, that's all part of the fun. It's about being spontaneous, and it's about being in the moment.
Right.
I'm going to ask you a very hard question, John. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Why do we have two ears and one mouth?
Otto?
Otto knows the answer.
So you should listen more because you have two times as much ability to listen as you do to speak.
See, mine would be, I'd be 400 pounds if I had two mouths.
By the way, how did you get so smart, Otto?
By being with you.
Exactly, all right. All right, let me say this. I want to
You're
say,
in love, good.
I'm totally, completely in love. I can't do this interview
the
anymore.
Dinner is good,
just
right?
Like, my cheeks are just getting all, yes. So, even though we know that this is all in fun and that I set him up and he gives me the answer I want, what it truly does, it causes both people to feel incredible. The endorphins start going crazy and you just feel good in another person's presence.
Well, and going back to the two ears and the one mouth, listening to me is, in the sales world, one of the things a lot of salespeople don't do is they don't listen very well.
Because right? What they do is they just like talk. What I'm doing, is they just think about what they're going to say.
Right. Whether I care or not.
Right. And they miss a lot of opportunities.
Correct.
And they miss a lot of opportunities.
Right.
Sorry, I stepped away from the mic because I'm almost on Otto's lap. My chair has seemed to move like yes. So.
Okay, it's time for a break. You're
all
listening
righty.
To Project Independence and you on 88.1 WCWP.org.